Everyone, please say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why are we chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare? Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There could be several answers to that question. We could say that we're chanting Hare Krishna because we like to chant Hare Krishna. We could say that we're chanting Hare Krishna because it is the name of God. We could say we're chanting Hare Krishna to get peace of mind. In this way, there could be many answers to this question. One answer particularly relevant to this day, Sri Nityananda Trayodashi, the celebration of the appearance of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. One answer is that we're chanting Hare Krishna because of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And to understand all this takes quite some depth, because to understand Krishna is not very easy. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and as such, he knows everything past, present, and future. Vedaham samatitani, vartamanani charjana, bhavishyani cha bhutani, bhavishyani cha bhutani, mantu vedana kaschana. Krishna knows everything past, present, and future, but to know him is very unusual. No one can know him fully. So to understand about Krishna is very rare. That is the prerogative of the topmost transcendentalists. Many people know about God, but who is God? What does he look like? What does he do? What does he like to eat? Who are his friends? To know all these, even to ask these questions, requires a high level of spiritual development. There are literally millions, maybe billions of people all over the world who believe in God, but they don't ask questions like, what does he look like? What does he like to do? Many of them think that he doesn't do anything. So to know Krishna is very rare. Then of the people who know Krishna, fewer still know about Balaram. Balaram is the brother of Krishna. So you may wonder, how can God have a brother? He's the source of everything and of everyone. So to understand these matters is possible at the very highest level of spiritual development. Now, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To understand Gauravatar, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is also not very much understood. Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to uplift the most fallen souls of this most fallen age, the age of Kali. And his main assistant in doing so is Nityananda Prabhu, who is the avatar of Balaram. Brajendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hiloshe Balarama Hilo Nitai Dino Hino Joto Chilo Hariname Udharilo Tar Shaki Jagai Madhai. So who appeared as the son of Yashoda Devi? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as the son of Yashoda, and he has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Shachi Devi. And Balaram has come as Nitai. Nittai is a nickname of Nityananda. What did they do? All the persons who are most fallen, they uplifted them by the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By giving them the holy name and the famous evidence of their great mercy in uplifting the fallen, are the very fallen, Jagai and Madhai. We just saw a drama depicting how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai. Is that right? We just saw a drama how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai. Is that right? Correct? I'm not sure about that. It was Nityananda, wasn't it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to kill them. What if it killed Jagai and Madhai? Then Nityananda said, then you have to kill everyone because in Kali Yuga everyone's sinful. But you didn't come for this purpose. Your Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu, told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you just forget your Sudarshan Chakra in this avatar. Of course, he can never forget his Sudarshan Chakra because the Sudarshan is very dear to him. But in this avatar, this is not the avatar for killing. This is the avatar, for killing, because Krishna says, vinashayata dushkritam. But in this age, Krishna destroys the demoniac not by killing them, but by killing the demoniac mentality. So Nityananda Prabhu, he restrained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from killing Madhai in particular. And instead he beseeched Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you uplift him and you show your mercy. Now you've come to show your mercy in this avatar especially. So you show your mercy to Madhai. So it was Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. By Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we're able to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda is especially for uplifting the fallen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Bengal after being insulted by wicked persons. But he sent Nityananda Prabhu, you go and preach in Bengal. You go to all the most fallen and sinful people and you deliver them. So Nityananda Prabhu, by his mercy, this movement of Krishna consciousness became spread more and more and more, and by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Of course, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, but without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we cannot get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we are recipients of that via the medium of Srila Prabhupada. If it wasn't for Nityananda Prabhu, we all wouldn't be here chanting Hare Krishna today. So that is one answer to the question, why are we chanting Hare Krishna? One answer is because of Nityananda Prabhu. I hope you can understand that a little more now. I request you all to read the books of Srila Prabhupada. Please first of all read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and there are many small books also which you could read as introductions. Then you have to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar of Devotion. And then you can go on to Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also translated into English, not directly by Srila Prabhupada, is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in which we'll find so many pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, in both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Actually, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are more pastimes of Nityananda. This Jagai Madhai, uplifting and saving, that's only referred to in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It just mentions Jagai Madhai Nistar. It is described in detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's only referred to because it was understood by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita that this is so well known already due to its being included in Chaitanya Bhagavat that there's no need to describe it anymore. Everyone knows. Whoever knows about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, they must have known about the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. So we're all chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. We glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates with the mantra Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. And also by the mantra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we also worship the Panchatattva, the five manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which are mentioned in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyam namami bhakta shaktikam. To understand these personalities in a philosophical way, it's quite complex and quite deep. But even if we don't understand all these deep truths in a very intellectual way, we can fully get their mercy if we sincerely chant the holy names Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I think most don't understand what I just said. One part they all understood was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.